This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 12th. Brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Pesticide bills get lobbying. Unemployment pay for striking workers advances. And produce group heads to D.C. Last-minute lobbying heats up. The legislature has hit the final lap, with lawmakers racing to push bills through before the end of session this week. To swing votes in their favor, interest groups are running through the Rolodex of their members to up the pressure on key bills. In the pesticide realm, the Pesticide Action Network is mobilizing volunteers on a bill it is co-sponsoring to create an Environmental Justice Advisory Committee at the Department of Pesticide Regulation. The group argues this would give a voice to farm workers who are on the front lines of pesticide exposure. But farm lobbyists worry would siphon precious resources and elevate only a few select advocacy groups. Farm groups, meanwhile, are marshaling members to phone their lawmakers in opposition to AB 363. The bill was amended last week to ban all non-agriculture uses of neonicotinoids. The Ag Council is warning that it would make it more difficult to combat invasive and destructive pests and diseases. Assembly passes unemployment pay for striking workers. Democrats locked arms behind a bill offering unemployment insurance to workers on leave for union strikes. They argued employers are seeking to run out the clock and starve workers in ongoing labor disputes with riders and hotel and health workers. Assemblymember Luz Rivas of North Hollywood reasoned that California's $18 billion insurance debt should not stand in the way of supporting the workers. Republicans contended SB 799 would increase the taxes small businesses are paying on that debt. Democrat leadership admonished Assemblymember Bill Esaley of Riverside for charging that the bill's proponents have received millions in campaign dollars from labor interests. Newsom signs Farm Bureau's insurance bill. Governor Newsom has given the final approval to a bill aimed at granting more property insurance options. SB 505 will add commercial eligibility to the California Fair Plans Clearinghouse, moving more policies that cover agriculture into the competitive market. The California Farm Bureau co-sponsored the measure with the California Department of Insurance. And on that note, the legislature also passed a Farm Bureau-backed measure to ease the training requirements for pesticide drone operators. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Basil Gooden tapped to lead USDA rural development. Basil Gooden, a former Virginia Agriculture Secretary who has been directing state operations for USDA rural development for the past 2 years, was nominated yesterday by President Joe Biden to be the department's new Undersecretary for Rural Development. If confirmed by the Senate, Gooden would replace Sochil Torres-Small, who became Deputy Agriculture Secretary in July. Gooden, quote, is a widely respected, accomplished champion for affordable housing, community advancement, and economic development, and I applaud President Biden for nominating him to take the helm of our critical rural development mission area, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said in a press release. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. IFPA members heading to the nation's capital. More money for research on mechanization is high on the priority list for more than 400 International Fresh Produce Association members descending on the nation's capital this week for the group's annual Washington conference running today through Friday this week. IFPA lobbyist Robert Gunther reports the group's members will meet with nearly 300 different House and Senate offices Thursday to educate lawmakers about their top policy priorities. On Wednesday evening, IFPA plans to co-host a reception on Capitol Hill with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. Also high on the agenda this year are farm bill requests, including expanding risk management coverage for specialty crop producers and conservation funding, Gunther told AgriPulse. Both House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania and Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan will provide an update to IFPA members Thursday morning. NFU hears from Vilsack and Ducheneau at NFU fly-in. Top-ranking USDA officials, including Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, addressed members of the National Farmers Union yesterday as the group kicked off its annual fly-in, where it will meet with lawmakers and staff at more than a dozen agencies over 3 days. At USDA's Jefferson Auditorium yesterday morning, Vilsack addressed one of the NFU top priorities, staffing. He said the department is hiring more people, including 1,800 at the Forest Service and Natural Resources Conservation Service in the last 2 years. But the process takes too long and the new employees are not paid enough. He said Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau also decrying negative comments about public servants. There needs to be a nice balance between policy and programs and people, Vilsack said. We've been under a war of attrition on federal employees since the 1980s, Ducheneau said. We've got to fight back against that. The members also heard from USDA Deputy Secretary Sotil Torres Small and Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Robert Bonney. Groups sue EPA to force action on CAFO pollution. EPA is not acting quickly enough to address pollution from concentrated animal feeding operations, says a new lawsuit that seeks to speed up the process. Food and Water Watch, the Center for Food Safety, Midwest Environmental Advocates, and 11 other groups filing their action in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco in federal court following a CAFO petition EPA denied in August. The groups want the appeals court, quote, to reject EPA's denial and require it to immediately reconsider key reforms proposed in the 2017 petition that have the potential to expand and strengthen water pollution permits, or CAFOs. EPA said it would form a study group to make recommendations, which would delay action until 2025, the group said. Karen Ross. Congress should update AGI limitations for regions experiencing disasters. California Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross believes Congress should remove limitations restricting producers with high adjusted gross incomes from being able to enroll in federal conservation programs following disasters. Current rules bar farmers with AGIs exceeding $900,000 from enrolling in a number of federal conservation programs, including the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. In an interview yesterday with AgriPulse at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Conference in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Ross said the rules particularly limit assistance for specialty crop growers and said Congress should look at creating waivers that exempt those dealing with disasters like hurricanes from the income limitations. We think for disasters, it would be important to allow that, she said. Here's today's They Said It. Our sophisticated government regulatory agencies are up to the task. That former Air Resources Board Chair Mary Nichols and Fran Pavley a former state senator from Los Angeles who remains active in climate and water issues, in a letter supporting two controversial bills on corporate climate accountability. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.